Blog Talk Radio.
Much easier to interview on the radio when I have to quote for a newspaper. It's very interesting. I'm going to be playing, let me play something here because I have a phone call coming in. Hang on, let's go. Answered the phone and said, told the person to email me. Okay. Anyway, so to tell you what this is, the show is about. Okay. Well, Arthur Ashe Kids Day is coming up at the USTA Open in Flushing Meadows Corona Park. And so we want to find what it's all about. Should we expect anything different from last year with this annual event? And we're going to talk to Michael Fury, who's in communications there at the USTA. And I will be calling him in a little while. In the meantime, I have a fan on. Yes, and you probably can't hear it. Why? Because I have a Dyson fan. Now, this is a hoot. Dyson has this. I'm trying to get them to have a tech person call me to talk about it, and they can't get somebody. They're busy, whatever. So I'm just going to tell you from my experience. Okay. So what it is you're seeing this like a big circle. There are no blades. That's why you don't hear it. There's no blades. It's on low right now. So there's absolutely, like really no noise. And the air like comes out of around the circle, and it comes up from some mechanism at the base of it, and that's how it's powered. The air comes out, the best way to describe, it's like a cool, clean breeze. And I think you could, it's done, you have a remote control button, which thank God is magnetic, so you can like hang it on the top of the unit. And it's a desk model. I think they have a large, maybe like a pedestal model, but I don't, it doesn't look, I don't know how much tall it is. So it's basically a desk model. You could bend it a little bit. But in terms of, now, I was able to stand 6 feet away from it, and, definitely 6 feet away, not even on the highest, and still feel the breeze. So the breeze doesn't, is not like in your face, because there's no, as I said, because there's no blade, it's not the in your face. It's like, it's just wonderful. I know it's not a cheap thing. It's really worth it. And clean. Clean is not the word. There's nothing, because there's no blades, there's nothing to clean. And even if you're cleaning maybe the sides of it with a, I don't even think you need a damp cloth. Or sometimes there's some area that dust, you know, collects. There's a screen kind of thing, I guess, for the air, I guess, for the in terms of mechanism. And that can get some little dust. And you don't have the wire, you just take it off there. It is absolutely marvelous. I would highly recommend this. Now, I also tried it. I have an air conditioner in a different room, and then I have ceiling fans, and I wanted to see how cool I would feel. And I've had occasion to actually have to cover myself up a little bit because it gets a little, got too cold. So in terms of that, and the air conditioner, as I said, it's not even in that room. Then I tried without the use of the ceiling fan. That was great. Now, then I also did it like in terms of sleep-wise. I decided to sleep in the living room to see if I had that directed toward me, if it would be cool enough. Well, because we're talking about, you know, in the summer with the, you know, when it went up to like 90 degrees and such, and in the evening, especially if it's damp, you know, and I don't, and it's difficult to, you know, sleep the dampness, even another fan. I mean, I have a fan in another place, and because it's got blades, and it really is quite good. The fan itself is quite good. I don't get a lot of sleep because of the noise. Now, the Dyson doesn't rotate, and it doesn't rotate because it really doesn't need to rotate, because it's projecting that much of a breeze, and it's, as I said, it's a, I guess it's sort of a combination of directly and open enough to, you know, to cool more. So anybody interested, I guess you go to Dyson.com. I'm looking to try some of the other products to let you know, to compare it to like maybe with the like a vacuum to a Shark vacuum, and is it like the kind of thing, you're spending a lot more money, and the question is it worth it? You know, I mean, well, as I said, well, but we'll see. But as I to get back again, highly recommend you're getting one of these things. So that's what I wanted to talk about. Now, let's see, it's 5:40. He said to call him at 5:45. So in that case, oh, of course, I so need to get a brownies. Okay, well, fairy tale brownie commercial. Where's my fairy tale? Here we are.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've tasted? Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these absolutely wonderful, God, they're so wonderful, brownies, at www.brownies.com. If it wasn't for the fact that it's August, I'd be calling them and say, ship it to me now. I just, they don't pack them in ice or anything, you know. Always get nervous. I'm sure it's not a problem, but I guess I can hold off and just make chocolate pudding until it gets cooler. So you know what? It's close enough. I'm going to give the guy a call. Now, let's see. Here's the guy. It's, and I'm not going to, of course, tell you what it is, the phone number. I don't want to give it out, you know. It's great. I could do this on this thing there. All right, let's see what happens with my dial here. It's dialing. It's ringy-dinging.
Good afternoon, this is John Mollett speaking. Please leave your name, your telephone number, and if possible,
that's not the name,
group, so I can get back in contact with you. Thank you very much.
Definitely not
Bye.
What I wanted.
Recording.
Okay, well, this is not correct, so let's try again. Let me look at this email. Let's try. Let's see. I just want to make sure. Okay. He got back to me, and this is the number he gave. You know, I have a feeling he gave me the wrong. Let me try something else. Maybe he gave me the wrong area code. Let's see if that even makes a difference.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Okay. Well, this is quite interesting. Person said 5:45. Okay. So let's do this. Okay, edit, copy. of course, what's going to happen, naturally, is the person that I spoke to won't be at work. So let's see if I can possibly get this person. Dial? Okay. Call failed but was not answered. Try again. Call failed or was not answered. This is not good. Okie dokies. Okay. This is, I'm going to put some music on and, what I can do here.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation.
Great day, evening, and take care, everybody.